Welcome to Analyzing the Election Not to Pay Estate Tax in 2010. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and I'll be your host today. What we'd like to talk about today is the election to pay or not pay the federal estate tax in 2010. By now, most of you are aware that the bill President Obama signed on December 17, 2010, allows taxpayers to elect out of paying the estate tax in 2010. So, what's our choice? We can either elect into the estate tax or out, so to speak. You have to make an affirmative election out of the estate tax. And when you make that affirmative election out of the estate tax, you are now into the infamous carryover basis rules. If you elect out of the estate tax, you have to file Form 8939, the carryover basis provision form. And for some clients, they're going to actually be willing to pay an estate tax because the estate tax will be less expensive than the income tax by not getting a step-up in basis. So what you're going to be trying to balance algebraically is the income tax versus the estate tax. Now, what we also have to remember is the generation skipping transfer tax may play into this. And regardless of what election you make, you can make it GST neutral, okay? Now, if you elect into the estate tax and property passes to grandchildren, might be subject to generation skipping transfer tax, but the rate is zero, just like if you elected out of the estate tax. Or funding trust, you can still allocate up to $5 million per trust. When you look at this, you do have to look at what's going to happen at the second spouse's death. And you do not want to simply defer tax or push it over to the spouse and then have the surviving spouse have to deal with the estate tax when they die. You want to be very focused on protecting yourself as the attorney or CPA helping with this estate or as a financial planner and protecting the executor. And then you want to look at how does this play out down the road. Okay, so one of the questions is how will this work out eventually when the children sell the property? So, again, you're trying to balance income tax and estate tax. You're trying to protect the executor. And you're trying to make sure that you're executors are fulfilling every drop of fiduciary responsibility they have. Now, the top estate tax rate in 2010 will be 35%. The exemption is $5 million. If you are paying estate tax, you're going to get a complete step-up in basis. If you're not paying estate tax, you get carryover basis. And we prepared another podcast that walks through the basis rules. But, so where do we start? Let's say that I die and my estate is simply a $5 million estate. In almost all likelihood, I would be willing to incur the estate tax because I just want the step-up in basis. There will not be a penny of estate tax to pay. So I would not elect out of the estate tax, but I'm going to stay within the four corners of the estate tax rules. Now, on the other side of the equation, the estate tax applies to all estates in 2010 unless I affirmatively elect out. But there are going to be situations where you want to elect out. And when you elect out, you're going to have carryover basis. Now, what are we trying to accomplish? We're trying to accomplish, above all things, is trying to get the best result for our client mathematically. And so when we look at the income tax side of things, that's one part of the equation, and then you balance that off with the estate tax part. Basically, the election out would be an affirmative election. We are not sure what form that will be made on. Will that be made on Form 706 or will it be made on the new carryover basis form? I don't think it matters. What I'm hoping is that if I want to elect out, I do not need to prepare a complete detailed 706 and check a box where I elect out of the estate tax. Hopefully that election can be made on the carryover basis form. So what you're going to do, anyone with an estate of less than $5 million, where there wouldn't be an estate tax anyway, you're probably going to just allow the estate tax to be imposed, take your $5 million credit, and receive a complete step-up in basis. On the other hand, let's say you have a very large estate, over $30 million. In all likelihood, you would elect out of the estate tax. Now, what about between those points? Or maybe even above $30 million, depending upon the nature of the income tax that would be paid when you sell the property. Now, let's talk about this. In the committee reports, it is incredibly clear, and this is exactly what Congress intended. If I bought a building in 1980 and I completely depreciated that building, I held it when I died, let's say the building's worth $30 million, and now my basis is down to $1 million of land. When I sell that building, when my family sells that building, let's pretend there would be $10 million of depreciation recapture as ordinary income. Well, now, when we look at what is the income tax cost, that $10 million of depreciation recapture as ordinary income comes with it at a tax cost of 35% federal plus another 5 or 10% on the state side. So you can see how you're balancing this out. Now, on the other hand, if that was raw land and all of the appreciation was long-term capital gain, the federal tax would be only 15% versus 35% if it were depreciation recapture. This is why the first place you start, and I'm working on a decision tree on this, the first question you're going to ask is, how will this election affect the disposition of property? We'll talk about that in a moment. Then the second question you have to ask of the CPA that's been helping that client for years is, if they sold everything the moment before they died, what type of income would they have recognized? Okay, what type of income would they have recognized? So the single most important issue in determining whether or not to elect into the estate tax will be the total tax incurred under each scenario. So you're trying to balance the estate tax versus the income tax. If you elect out of the estate tax, you're going to have to do present values on what will be the future income tax liability. And we developed a little algebraic formula, which basically on one side measures the gross estate minus the exemption you have remaining, multiplied by the estate tax rate, subtract and then taking out any credits that would be available on the estate tax side, and then you have to compare that to the income tax. Now, if you have a lot of IRD, income in respect of a decedent, you're going to have to run that equation several times because by virtue of the fact that you incur an estate tax, your income tax liability may actually decrease to the extent that there was a state tax on the IRD. Let's take an example of John, who dies in 2010 with a $5 million gross estate. John's gross estate consists of a variety of assets with a cost basis of $2.8 million. Because he's only at $5 million, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind, if he hasn't used any of his gift tax exemption, John would not elect out of the estate tax. John would not elect out of the estate tax. Now, on the other hand, Jane dies in 2010 with a $35 million gross estate. Jane's gross estate consists of a variety of assets with an aggregate cost basis of $25 million. Given these facts, Jane would probably elect out of the estate tax because she's trying to balance the income tax versus the estate tax. So these are difficult issues that we have to look at. Now, other considerations. Make sure you understand the nature of the gain. 1245 recapture, 1250 recapture. You also have to look at whether you have any alternative valuation dates in play here. What would be the value of the future depreciation tax shield? And what about the impact of state and local taxes? One of the more important things you always want to look at up front is the impact on formula clauses. And you're going to have to look at, in your state, how are formula clauses going to work? What about a bequest that said, I leave to my children that dollar amount which results in no estate tax with the remainder to my favorite university? Now, when you think about that and you work through it, if I died and there was an estate tax, then my children would get $5 million and the university would get the rest of my estate. However, if I elect out of the estate tax, does that change all that? Does that mean suddenly my estate is going to, all of it's going to go to my children and the university is going to get nothing? Interesting question. And depending on how the wording is and what your state law says, that is exactly the result you might end up with. So I put an example together. Let's say you represented Alex's estate. His estate's worth $15 million. Alex's will provides, quote, the largest dollar amount which will not result in estate tax to the family trust with the remainder to the marital trust. The executor elects not to pay the estate tax and instead utilize the carryover basis rules. The family trust receives the entire $15 million. Now, if Alex's wife is a beneficiary of that family trust, no one probably cares, okay? On the other hand, if Alex's wife is not a beneficiary of that trust, then she may be very distraught because she's going to receive nothing in the marital trust. In the alternative, if the executor fails to make the election, the family trust would receive $5 million with the remainder going into the marital trust, where it would be taxed at the second death. you can see the terrible spot the executor's in. No matter what he or she decides, someone is going to be upset with them. Take, for example, the charitable scenario. My will says to my children, that dollar amount, which will not result in an estate tax, with the remainder to charity. If you imagine representing the charity, you are the lawyer for the charity, and suddenly they come to you and they go, you know, we don't know what really happened here, but this guy died. He was a big donor. He had left the estate tax exemption amount to his children, and everything else was supposed to pass to the university. They made this election not to pay estate tax. Now they're telling us we don't get anything. It's going to be very interesting. So naturally, the executor is in harm's way. And you're going to have to try to work out agreements between the parties when you're in this situation. And of course, those agreements have to be very carefully crafted so that they'll be respected for federal estate tax purposes. So there's a lot here to work through. So from the critical fiduciary issue side, executors need to seek written agreements between the beneficiaries. And if you can't get there, obtain judicial guidance on the best way to proceed. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us to learn a little bit more about the election not to pay estate tax in 2010.